Mohawk Valley Living podcast presented by the Cooper Group. Thousands of vehicles are available online now at coopergroup.com.
It was quite a challenge for them to take on something like this. Can you tell us a little bit about this kind of performance and why is it still being performed?
Well, it's being performed because it's a work of genius. I believe it's the best thing that Mr. Sondheim ever wrote. It's a culmination of, he's written other incredible musicals before and since, but it's just, it captures a piece of it creates a piece of theater history that heretofore never had been done. He broke ground doing a musical about something as bizarre as this. When I first read it, I thought he'd lost his mind. And then when I read it a little more carefully, I thought, well, if he writes a really romantic score, it might indeed be a wonderful piece, which of course is exactly what he did. Just the fact that he would see this play and go, I'm going to write a musical about it, is mind-boggling to begin with. To take on this piece for a theater like the Utica Players is incredible, given the circumstances that they only had, a month to prepare it, and they were going to do it three times. It seems a crying shame that they should that they can't do it more. But hopefully this will make an impression on the people in the community, and they'll raise the money so they can get their own space, which is really what it's all about. And I hope that the local philanthropists will see just how important this group can be, and support it. It's been around for a long, long time. I think it's the second oldest in the country. And in the last 6 or 7 years, the struggle has been enormous. I'm mightily impressed by the people that I've met here, that have struggled to make this work. So I just hope that the community gives it the support that it needs.
Thank you. That was wonderful.